To CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Lawmakers in Colorado's democratically controlled House have passed a ban on flavored tobacco products. Republican House Minority Leader Hugh McKean attempted to create an exemption for menthol.
Folks, this is a product that's been on the market for a very long time. It's been on the market, has lots of adults that appreciate it, use it, want it to stick around.
But his amendment failed. Bill supporters say tobacco companies sell and market candy-flavored vaping products to kids and have done the same with menthol cigarettes in communities of color, causing ill health effects, though the industry disputes that. The bill now goes to the Senate. Governor Polis opposes the measure. Meanwhile, the leaked draft of the U.S. Supreme Court opinion on Roe v. Wade has become a rallying cry for some Democratic state lawmakers up for re-election this fall. Senator Sonia Waukees Lewis spoke to a crowd of abortion rights supporters outside the state capitol during a rally yesterday.
Our margin is 3. If you don't turn out, we lose the Senate. So the job, it's up to you now.
Colorado's Democratic State House has a larger majority. Many of the state's Republican lawmakers have shared support for the court's leaked opinion. The Denver City Council is backing Senator Michael Bennett in a push to get the Food and Drug Administration to reform its policy on blood donations for men who have sex with men. Currently, FDA policy states men who have sex with men cannot donate blood within 3 months after their last sexual encounter. Advocates for changing the policy say it's antiquated and discriminatory. In January, the Red Cross declared the country was facing its worst blood shortage in a decade. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.